President Biden says he will withdraw the remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan this fall. He says the September 11th attacks cannot justify American forces still being there 20 years after the deadliest terror assault on the United States. His plan is to pull out about 2,500 American forces by this September 11th.
I'm now the fourth United States president to preside over American troop presence in Afghanistan. Two Republicans, two Democrats. I will not pass this responsibility onto a fifth.
Joining us live on Skype tonight, Politico Pentagon reporter Lara Seligman. Lara, first of all, a word about the historic significance of this. As the president alluded to, many other U.S. presidents have said they'll do it. He says he's going to come through.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Yes, that is the thinking right now. That's what people are saying. That is certainly the signal that the president is sending. I think it's a really historic date that he picked, and he clearly picked it on purpose 20 years after the U.S. went into this war. We're finally ending it. I think it's certainly not the decision that the Taliban wanted. I certainly think it's not the decision the Afghan government wanted, or frankly, what many of the generals wanted. But I think that, you know, the generals have spent 20 years convincing three presidents to stay in Afghanistan, and this president has finally overrode them.
You mentioned it's not the decision the Taliban wanted. We have been reading about an official warning from the Taliban that U.S. troops will face a fresh wave of attacks if they're still there May 1st. And we know they will still be there May 1st. What are you hearing about that?
I think that's one of the top concerns, frankly. Definitely the commanders on the ground and the brass in the Pentagon is very worried about that. The fact is that under the agreement that President Donald Trump made with the Taliban back last year, the Taliban agreed to stop attacking U.S. troops, and they have mostly kept to that promise, one of the few conditions that they have actually met under that agreement. But as soon as we miss that May 1st deadline, they're surely going to start attacking U.S. troops again. Now, the defense secretary, the generals have said they have confidence that they have what they need to thwart these attacks and make sure that no Americans are in harm's way. And certainly they have 20 years experience of doing so in Afghanistan, but it's certainly going to be much less safe, much riskier for the American troops on the ground there after May 1st.
Is the biggest indictment of all this that the Taliban actually controls more territory now than it did in 2001?
Well, I think there are certainly some assessments that have said in the past couple of months, particularly that the Taliban are gaining ground, definitely in Afghanistan. And particularly of concern is that they're gaining ground in key population centers, which are obviously key to holding Afghanistan. And it does kind of speak to the way the Taliban has the upper hand militarily, particularly as we have drawn down just even in the past, you know, since November, we drew down from 5,000 to 2,500, or really more like 3,500 if you include the off-the-books people. But yeah, certainly this is a growing problem and not something I think that most military members would tell you that the Afghan security forces can really handle on their own.
I'm sorry to leave just 15 seconds for a final thought, but in terms of the safety of the world, the safety of the U.S., what's happening next?
I think that's really the key question. I mean, I think the Biden administration has said Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State are much less of less threat to the homeland than they used to due to the 20 years of efforts we've had to degrade them. But certainly the concern is that if they are allowed this chance to reconstitute, that reconstitute they will, and they'll be able to plot further attacks from the Afghanistan homeland.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Lara Seligman, she covers the Pentagon for Politico.